This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we just talked about Robert De Niro having a kid in his late 70s. Mm-hmm. Move over. Move over, Robert De Niro. Al Pacino about to have a baby at 82 with his girlfriend.
Dang, son.
Ick.
Wow. Ick.
For multiple reasons. She's your age, 29.
Dang, double dang, son. Uh-huh.
She's pregnant with Al Pacino's kid, and Al Pacino's 82. So that's like you being married to an 82-year-old, DC.
I mean, an 82-year-old with plenty bread.
No, thank you.
I'm just saying, that's guap. And love knows no age. I'll just say
okay.
that. But dude.
Al Pacino, 82. What's with these old cats having kids? Because there's no way he's going to be present for that kid's life. Like, there is just no way.
I know that kids keep you young, but there's a certain threshold that once you're that old, you're just old. You're old, fam.
He's my parents' age.
He's up there.
They have no business having babies.
He's up there.
My parents don't even know what's going on half the time. Like, this guy's having a baby?
It's a grandchild.
I mean,
it's a grandchild.
My parents take naps every day, all day, okay?
The baby and the dad can take a nap.
He's going to have to nap with the baby, only it's not because he's tired like a normal parent. It's because he's tired because he's 82.
They got the same nap schedule, the same feeding schedule, the same changing schedule.
He probably has more another nap on top of the one the kid has. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, Al Pacino having a kid at 82, one-upping Robert De Niro, who just had one in his 70s. Can we stop?
Congratulations either way.
Come on. Go away. Rude. 103.7 Kiss FM. Why do I have this unwanted guest, DZ? Why?
Maybe your energy's just calling this.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, I think it's you.
It's me.
Hi. You're the problem. It's you.
Okay, so can we talk about this? I have had an unwanted visitor at my house since last week. And honestly, it's starting to freak me out a little because I looked outside in my backyard one day and there was a deer laying in my backyard to the point where it scared me because those things are big. And I was like, ah! When I saw it like laying there, and my yard ain't that big.
Had you never been that close to a deer?
Well, I've been close to them, but not to the point where they came into my yard and laid down and acted like, yeah, I live here and
rent free.
Yeah, because my backyard is fenced except for one area where the fence fell down. You've seen it.
Yep.
So
that's right.
The deer is coming in this one little path that I need to get refenced. And it's weird, right?
You left a doorway for the deer.
I did. Now I got deer poop in my yard. So last week I noticed this deer laying there and I went, ah! I took a video, put it on the gram like normal people.
Of course.
The next day it was
bird
back.
Life.
I went, oh, hold on now. It was fun for the Instagram yesterday, but what are you doing back here, honey?
This wasn't an invite.
This wasn't like move in. We're going to live together. This deer was in my yard every day for like 5 days straight. And people were messaging me on Instagram saying, maybe she's going to have babies. And I'm like, what's that got to do with me? I am not the father. So I don't know why she's showing up in my yard like I'm the dad and she's got to have the babies here, okay?
I ain't split no more custody, dog.
I got enough kids. We don't need more kids. Take the babies and do the field or something.
Yeah.
And this deer has been here. It like comes at night. It comes in the morning. Yesterday morning, I woke up and I posted it on Instagram how creepy it was staring at me in my yard, laying there sitting up. Because it's not small.
You can't shoo it away? Like, shoo, don't bother me?
Well, I tap on the window. I go, like, you know, I'll be like, and then it'll kind of pick up and turn and look at me real slow, like, yeah.
What do you want?
I heard it. What do you want, lady?
What you gonna do about it?
Do we think this thing is having babies in my yard? And, like, is that a thing with deer? Because I didn't know this. My sitter who comes to watch my kids claims that when, like, a deer has deer, that the deer don't just run away. Like, they lay there for a little bit. Do you know anything about this?
Hell no. I don't know nothing about deer.
Because I'm like, well, I don't need deer laying in my backyard because I was mowing the lawn yesterday and I was freaked out. Like, I kept thinking something was going to pop out the whole time. And I was like, ah! I was in my own yard and I was paranoid.
You fear the deer in a different way.
I was fearing the deer like a bitch. I was like turning the lawnmower and I was like, ah! And I was like, I thought, oh, that's just the bag. So, like, one of my own bags scared me.
So this is your first time really having a deer experience this close where you guys are basically friends.
They're in our yard.
Have you named this deer yet?
Hell no. They're in our yard all the time. It's not strange in New Berlin. Like, they just run amok through the yards. But it's the first time I've seen one lay down in my yard, stare at me, and then come back repeatedly.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So now this deer has made a path. Honestly, yeah. You've probably let it stay too long to where, I don't know if it's imprinting or what.
Stay too long? It's only been a week and I'm confused.
Nope. You've let this deer establish residence. You ain't give him no terms or conditions, and now this deer's about to bring other deers back. You better not feed this deer. I'll tell you that right now.
Hell no.
Because if you do, it's a wrap. It's going to bring more and more deer.
I would never. Somebody suggested that, and I go,
No. You seem like the type that would let the boys feed the deer.
Nope. I would be mad at them because I don't want the deer coming back and think they live in our yard.
Okay. Oh, you bought that life.
I mean, I may be a sucker for animals, but I'm not stupid.
Okay,
so I am not doing that. So thank you for mentioning that, because I will not feed that deer, because you're right. They'll just end up coming back and driving me crazy. And anyone that owns a gun, get the hell away from me. Back it up, because I know there's men in my life I know who are going to text me and be
take
like,
take care of it.
I got a gun. You want to come over? No, I do not. You hunter. Probably.
Nah, you can't even do that on certain property. In New Berlin don't
scream,
seem like the type.
But that's a typical Wisconsin guy thing to say with a gun. I'll come over and take care of that buck. Oh, I got it. Take your gun and back it up.
I feel
that. Get away from me.
I feel that. I wouldn't even know how to handle this. I've never been close enough to a deer to know what it like actually looks like.
Well, you have not this close.
I'm always in a car. I've never seen a deer up close, like up close and personal. Nah, I'm not Brother Nature over here. I'm good.
Angie in Lake Geneva texted in and said, if it's a doe and she's chubby, she's looking for a place to have her baby. But then what, Angie? I am not the father. Why is she in my yard?
You're about to be the auntie.
I feel like we're about to be single moms together. Did she like sense that about me?
You guys can raise them children together.
Somebody said, the deer is trying to contact you about your car's extended warranty.
People are childish.
Okay, we'll take your calls and texts next.
Not the warranty.
414-533-1037. You can text or call. What's going on with the deer? What do I do with it?
What's your theory?
I don't even know. Kiss FM. I mean, no pressure. Somebody texted in and said, it takes a village, Allie, to raise kids. You are her village now. Come on.
That part.
Knock it off, all of
y'all. Y'all are sister moms.
This is not Zootopia. Okay? I am not raising deer's children in my... I'm not... No.
You ain't mommy dearest over here?
No.
Get it, deer?
I'm not. I have this deer in my yard. It's freaking me out. It keeps coming back to the point where it's laying in my yard staring me down. And I'm like, yo, what is it, girl?
Leave me alone.
I am not the father to your children if you're having babies. I am not your home. Just back it up.
You don't even want to witness the birth of a baby deer, a baby doe? You don't even want to see that?
I don't want to see the birth of a human. Okay? Jeez. I don't want to see any of that stuff. I just want to see the cute baby when it pops out and go, oh.
You want to see it the week later after it learns how to walk better?
Correct. All right. It's been a minute since we've talked to him, so I'm going to pull him up first because he's got his own theme song and we've been missing him. Danny is in Oak Creek this morning. Danny, good morning. Where have you been?
It's just been busy, and sometimes it's hard to get a hold of you guys.
Fair. Fine, Danny. Danny, what do I do with this deer in my yard? Don't say you're going to come over and shoot it. I don't care how Wisconsin you are. No, thank you.
I've given that up. My oldest son is a big hunter, and I don't know. I like animals, and it is what it is.
Then, Danny, you can continue on. You were saying.
Talk to us, Danny.
No, he could have so many reasons why she's in the backyard. I mean, there could be foliage that she likes. It's a safe place. I mean, there's a lot of deer in the area that I think that the DNR doesn't really understand that they're population control. So we probably have more deer than what we should. It was kind of funny. We went up to Green Bay last week for a conference, and we noticed all these deer on the road from being hit. And then also, they're kind of starting to have late May, early June, that's when they are actually having babies and all that.
So. We're here.
Tis
we're here.
The season.
Well, the foliage they like are weeds.
They like dandelions. You got those.
We eat dandelion salad, so.
Dandelions are good for you, man.
What?
They are.
Get out of here with your dandelion salad. No, that's a thing.
Yeah. Dandelion and then some salad. People make dandelion tea. I won't do it, but just saying.
I just spread them through the neighborhood. That's what I do. I pollinate them. Danny,
but Danny's onto something, man.
Thanks for calling, Danny.
Appreciate you, man.
What do you mean?
No problem.
Talk to you later, brother.
What do you mean he's onto something? Yeah.
What he's saying is that you might be having a safe space, and that's what other people in the text line have said. Because one person said there was a Facebook post about a bear in New Berlin.
Okay.
Maybe this deer feels safe in your yard from the big bad bear that's around him.
So she's gonna bring the bear into my yard?
No, just hiding in your yard from the bear.
I'm cool, but I'm not that cool. Okay, and I want her to have a smooth birth at a hospital at the deer hospital
where it happens.
I don't want it to happen in my backyard.
At the Snow White Hospital?
No, thank you. Ashley's in Cudahy this morning. Let's go ahead and hit her song because I cannot with this deer in my backyard who's acting like it lives there. Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Ashley.
Girl.
Good morning.
What's up? What do I do about this deer?
Well, I was going to say it's probably seeking refuge to have, like, a safe birth somewhere because the bear probably took up her space.
You guys stop with the bear!
What?
Well, you know what you could do? You could probably call Ryan from Calabama and say, hey, I got a new, like, pet for you and get Bambi's mom out of there.
No, Ryan will show up with a gun.
No, he won't.
Come on.
He will not kill Bambi's mom.
He won't. Okay, you're right.
I mean, he's probably hunted, but, you know, he wouldn't do that if you tell him to come
he
get the dude.
He better not. That. He will not kill Bambi's mom because that is too traumatic.
Ryan, if you're listening, you hear that? Don't touch this deer in my yard. Somebody said, Allie,
now you have a baby fawn to take care of, and that will be too much.
I got two babies already and some men child on my dating roster. I'm booked.
Too much?
I'm booked. I don't have any more room for men.
You don't got room for children. A Jane or a Doe, huh?
No. Whoever texted in and said, Allie, do you have a dog? I did. I've had to put my black lab down in March, so I had a dog for almost 14 years, but Bella is now gone, so it's a weird summer having no dog. It's the first summer I've been at that house with no dog.
Hold on. That texture just made me think, what if you not having a dog is what's now triggering the deer to be comfortable back there?
Before
you had a dog's presence there to keep the dog, to keep the deer at bay. Mm. But now with no dog, that's that scent, that smell, the deer is picking up on the fact that you don't have a dog no more.
Because
you said it's never happened before.
It's never happened.
And you need a protector.
Boom.
But
you
I've also
need a protector.
Aw, you got a deer protector.
Stop. Oh my God, why am I the one speaking to nature? Like
your
normally,
new best friend is a deer.
I'm the deer whisperer.
No, you guys, I glamp. I stay inside. I don't hike. I don't do this. Like,
no, you're
talking?
Snow White.
No, I'm not. No. In fact, I'm going in with the air conditioning and the TV. Leave me alone.
Ashley, we appreciate your call.
Great day.
You too, bye.
When did I become the nature whisperer?
Today.
I did not sign up for
this
game.
Morning. Wepa Wednesday.
Screw Wepa Wednesday. This is not the Hunger Games.
No, it's like the Snow White whistle.
Oh
whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about.
Fine. Lori's in Cedarburg. Last call this morning on why I have a deer living in my yard and staring me down like she owns the place. Are we going to be single moms together? Maybe.
You guys are going to conquer the world together, side by side.
Lori, good morning.
Good morning. I did a quick search on the internet while you're talking originally. Deer will stay 100 yards within their food source and water source.
Okay, my son has a theory that this deer likes our berry tree. But the tree is too high.
Really?
I feel like the berries are too high for her.
What about the berries that just fall to the ground? Just munch off the grass.
Bella used to eat those.
Mm-hmm. Not no more.
In our backyard, really high, but the squirrels knock them down all the time and eat them off the ground all the time.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The squirrels are probably knocking it down. There are plants that you can plant that and stuff that will have the deer not eat, but I think you got the deer for a while.
If you want to deter the deer, you got to do something about it. Otherwise, you better fear the deer or welcome the deer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lori's trying to give you some tips.
All right,
she's
Lori.
On to something.
Lori's saying cut down every food source I have in the area. Thanks, Lori.
We appreciate your call, Lori. Have a good day.
Pull up four real quick.
Bye.
And whoever's texting in, fear the deer. Fear the deer. I do not appreciate you.
Fear the deer. Fear the deer. I'm with him.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this? I knew it.
Oh, snap.
You better keep any of your artillery.
So you really think I'm going to come up there and take that thing out?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I think a lot of men in Wisconsin.
I see him doing it.
DZ agrees.
If he wants to.
I will rehome a glad
in his meat freezer.
He's telling me what I want to hear. He's telling me what I want to hear, aren't you?
I will rehome it. Oh. I guarantee you I will rehome it.
All right, I'm calling you.
I can't do that. I cannot take out a mom deer.
Okay.
I will refuse to pull the trigger on that.
Good. Well, you better not be lying to me, Ryan. Okay,
no,
fine.
I believe him. He's a man of his word.
He is.
I would rehome.
Okay. Well, it's going to get rehomed into the woods where somebody's going to do something they shouldn't do it, but they're going to do it.
All right. But if I put it across the street from me in the conservancy, it will be just fine, hopefully.
But make sure it doesn't lose its family. Now I'm worried about its family.
So you don't want to take care of no babies, but you're worried about the family.
Correct. And somebody said name it Giannis. I'm in. Giannis the deer is in my backyard.
Yeah, there you go.
When the baby comes, what's Giannis's wife? You got to name it Giannis's wife's name.
Mariah.
Yep.
Mariah and Giannis are in my yard.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
No problem, guys.
Later, brother.
All right, safe.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I mean, yesterday, you did a good job.
Did I?
Yeah, I think so.
I appreciate that.
You gave me some life advice on dating and my children. So today, what's the issue? What do we got?
So Sydney wrote in.
Uh-huh.
And they said that they're basically not liking their job. You know, judging my job after first day on the job.
Okay.
And Sydney said, hey, Ellie and DZ, mm-hmm. I just had my first day at work and I already have some reservations. It's in an office. It's day one. Hey, man, people be feeling the vibes, man.
I guess.
It's in an office setting downtown and not really an entry-level position, but it sure is getting treated like one. I'm supposed to be an admin for the shipping and receiving department. And for my first day, I had to try to contact 4 different people to even get into the building because I don't have a key card yet.
Okay.
My direct manager is work from home, yet I was hired for an in-office only position. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, I don't even have a desk yet. I was told I wouldn't have one for a little bit, in quotations, whatever that means. So for now, I'm bouncing between open desks and shared spaces. That's not that bad.
You'll live.
Right. I feel like everyone
I'm waiting for the real problem I here feel like to everyone, emerge.
Maybe there's one here.
Okay.
Hold on. I feel like everyone was dismissive towards me. I didn't speak to virtually anyone. I barely got shown around the office. My tour guide, more air quotes, used it as a social tour for themselves rather than explaining things I actually needed. I'm trying to remain optimistic about this new role because it is more money than my last job, but I'm wondering if the increase is worth this headache I feel coming.
The headache?
I could try
to get my
old job back or look for a new one. What would you do?
Stop being dramatic. That's what I You don't have a desk on your second day, you poor baby. Come on. What is it?
Sydney,
get off your ass and work. I feel like
Sydney,
Kim Kardashian right now.
Oh, you guns blazing.
You're complaining about the dumbest stuff on your second day of work. Just get to know the place already.
You think they're complaining too soon?
Yes.
I feel that. But
you're not the head of the company.
What? True.
You just entered a new job.
It's not an entry-level position. And if you're seeing red flags, who are you to say that they don't know that their judgment is on par? If mm-hmm. they're seeing writing on the wall already and they have an out, like I said, sometimes I make it better, sometimes I make it worse. I'm going to say look for a new job. If you're feeling red flags, maybe they're not elaborating fully what they mean. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They already had trouble getting in on day one when think about it. Realistically, somebody should be waiting. Hey, Sydney, welcome to blah, 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 blah. Welcome.
World.
Open the door.
Do you know how many people have worked here and not had a key card for like 2 weeks and
they've
had to deal with that garbage? And it has nothing to do with the job they're about to come do. It has to do with where the hell's. Think how long it took you to get a computer. Joe, the engineer, is going to be mad I'm bringing this up right now. But think about it.
Yeah.
Did you waited for how many weeks for your
like,
computer to come in. Did you think should quit because I don't have my computer yet? No, because that would make you sound ridiculous. You
did not. I considered it. I was like, man, I'm out this place.
You so did not.
They have a computer waiting. They broke. So
maybe, no, but listen.
There's writings on the wall, and I'm trusting Sydney's judgment. I'm going to trust that they're writing it because they got these vibes. If you could trust the energy in the room and you know yourself well enough, I'm going to say that they're on to something. If they're already feeling like people ain't talking to them, if they're supposed to be in what's a managerial role or an admin role?
Give it a week.
Sure, but if you know yourself, hey, if you know, you know. And so when you know, you know.
I don't have key card access. I don't have office yet.
Didn't nobody talk to me during work hours, man. They probably ate lunch alone. Mm-hmm. If they don't feel like they got really the not red carpet treatment, but at least the new employee rigmarole.
Well, that's kind of what is annoying me, that they expect this whole big lot when we're all just trying to do our job. Everybody's doing 12 jobs now,
well,
you know?
You take a new job, you hope people would be excited to have a new individual in the space, take the time to at least say, hey, welcome.
Well, the person who's above them should. Everyone else is not to blame for this, right?
Where their managers work from home. They got hired for 100% in-work position. I'm feeling like they might feel finessed right now. Keep your options open, pimping. Okay. Keep it pee. Keep it pushing. Keep it whatever you want.
Keep it pee.
But don't keep
just
it at this
pee.
Job.
414-533-1037. DZ says, keep your options open.
Look for a new job, yep.
And I say, slow the hell down. But this is not what would Allie do. This is what would DZ do. Jump to conclusions on the second day and look for a new job.
I want to know what everybody would do too, though.
All right, we'll take your calls and texts next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
So Sydney wrote in, wants to know if she says get rid of her job or get a brand new one after one day because she wasn't feeling it. They didn't get her a key card, didn't seem to have any guidance. People were working from home that were supposed to manage her, and she couldn't find a space. She didn't have like an office or anything. She kind of all over the place, floating. You said, start looking.
Listen to that in just a nutshell. That on paper, doesn't that sound like all red flags?
No, it sounds like a normal first day at a new company where nobody knows what the hell's going on. And they're throwing you between HR and their manager and this person, and nobody knows where you're going because they all got their own garbage to worry about.
Nah.
Maybe I'm jaded, but anyway.
Maybe I'm jaded.
Let's go to Dee Dee in West Dallas this morning. Dee Dee, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? What's the word? What do you say for what would DZ do? What should Sydney do?
So I'm a little bit torn, but I'm leaning more with Allie on this one because it is her first day. So who's to say that someone wasn't at some point going to get in touch with her, give her a key card, kind of show her the ropes, like Allie said, kind of normal first day stuff.
Yeah, it's we're not a week in, we're a day in, and all of a sudden Sydney's like, that's it, I quit.
I mean, but the day literally came and went, and none of this happened.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what day two is going to look like?
It was a long weekend, though, so everybody's still trying to catch up. Managers are probably trying to get, like, her ducks in a row, too. But also, I could kind of also see where Sydney's coming from, because it does look a little bit unprofessional that someone wasn't transparent, like, hey, you're not going to get a key card the first day. And at least directing her to someone in particular to kind of hit up as soon as she gets there, and kind of her just being, you know, like a goose with her head cut off.
Right, right. I'd be big mad. Somebody goes, hey, our bad. We ain't have somebody to let you in. We don't got a paper. We ain't got any paperwork for you. We don't got a key card. You ain't got a desk, and your managers work from home. Have a good day, Poppy. Come on, like, well, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody said it sounds like the work environment isn't welcoming, which
thank
could mean
you.
It's not supportive or positive. All
that
the little
part.
Things add up. I understand that. After a day, let's slow down, people here. I mean, my Lord.
But
like I said, long weekend. How about, you know, the manager's probably a little bit hungover and like, I thought it was Monday.
Dee Dee saying, give him some grace. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't ready for you like that.
All right. Poor Thursday, planning. If it doesn't get better by Thursday,
then quit.
Exactly. Then you could be like, you know what? I'm out.
This job is trash. Should have listened to DZ on Wednesday instead of on Thursday, like Dee Dee said.
Thanks
like,
for
y'all
calling.
Y'all nothing right.
Yeah, we appreciate
funny.
You, Dee Dee.
Call back, girl. You're funny.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, Lisa is in Milwaukee this morning. Lisa, what is your suggestion for Sydney?
Good morning. I came out on one thing you said. It was more money.
And Sydney, I got to tell you, you get paid the same amount no matter what you do, girl. So stay with it.
More money. But more money, more problems. That part, but still more money.
More money, a little bit of less problems, but right. More problems.
So Lisa, you saying just stick with it. You getting paid more either way.
Mm. Exactly. And you get paid the same amount no matter what you do there.
Well, and you're true. There to make money and to support yourself, not to necessarily always be best friends with everybody. Not everybody's got a great work environment. They're just, it's a job.
Who cares where you sit? And honestly, exactly. If you don't got a key card, then you could be late for work.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lisa's on to something.
All right. Lisa, thanks for calling.
We appreciate your call, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She had me at more money.
Yeah, for real.
Somebody texted in and said, HR here. I agree with DZ. If they're disorganized on week one for a new hire, they don't have their crap together. A good company will be ready and prepared for a new hire, especially in this job market. Oh, yeah?
Look at that. HR specialist, too.
And then somebody else said, Anna in Milwaukee said, I'm with Allie. Give it at least a week. Coach is on the phone, and, well, he's a coach, so he's going to have some input on this.
Life coach, sport coach, you know, all around coach. What's the word, coach?
DZ says quit. I say don't. What do you think?
Good morning.
Listen,
I say all she needs to check and see is, did she get credit for being there that day? Are you getting paid?
Amen.
Are you getting paid? Was she there for nothing, or did her hours go in?
Right.
Never stop the money.
Never.
Who cares that you didn't get a welcome wagon?
Right.
Get your paper.
I agree with that.
As long as she's getting credit every day that she's there, even if she walks around, twiddles her thumbs, as long as they're paying her and they know they're paying her and they haven't showed her anything, get your money.
Coach, we want to get along with our coworkers and we want a happy environment, but a lot of people, you're there to make money.
You're there for your livelihood.
We want a toilet bowl made out of solid gold, but it's not going to happen.
That part.
In other words, everyone's job is trash. And the toilet.
Well, and Coach is right, you know, because I'm looking through it again, right? As Coach was talking, I'm like, man, it is about the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So the tour guide, right? They made it a social run for themselves. If you're worried about nobody talking to you, why didn't you hop in on the social run? You could have just started meeting everybody then and there. Mm-hmm. Clearly ain't nobody worried about work then.
You know,
she just got paid to do nothing and she's upset.
And she okay,
hold on, Coach.
You're making me mad.
Now when Coach says it, it makes sense. But when I say you're there and you literally had the easiest day ever, DZ's like, nah, it's bad news. Bad news.
Coach just said it in the language I understood.
That's fair.
She just got paid to do nothing.
That's right. You didn't even have to hang out with people. You just had to sit there and mind your own business.
I wonder if they're hiring.
You know how many people want to make money doing nothing?
True. Nah, you ain't wrong there,
he's
Coach.
He's right.
When you're right, you're right, Coach. We appreciate you, man.
So glad he got in.
No doubt.
We'll talk to you later, fam.
We'll be upstate this weekend.
Hey!
Your daughter's going to state, huh?
About to be running them.
Yes.
Good luck.
We'll be upstate this weekend.
Time to run the table, Coach. You got to report back. Let us know how it went, man.
Where is state at?
Absolutely.
Where's it at?
La Crosse.
Got it. All right. Well, good luck to your daughter at state this weekend. I know she's gonna win that track race, Coach.
Thank you.
Especially with his coaching, because as you see, he just convinced DZ and what I could not convince for 10 minutes. The end. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Allow me to bask in my moment, DZ.
Bask in it.
So proud of myself.
You're a star.
I am a star.
You're a star, woo! Darling. You're a star.
I have to bring up the excitement that was brought to my life on Monday during Memorial Day, because I don't know if you saw it, DZ, but I made the news.
You showed me. You showed me a few times.
Did
Allie.
I?
You showed me.
Did
yes.
you get the text I sent with the link to the article?
Yeah, you sent me the link too.
Did your wife and your whole
pretty
family
sure,
get
pretty
the link?
Pretty sure baby Sammy got the link.
Did
yes.
Sammy get
yep,
the link?
Yep, my little sister got it. Everybody got the link.
I told DZ, I said, there we were on Monday at the water park. We were at Cool Waters. And the news was there. TMJ4 was there. And I was like, the news is here. And my kids were like, we got to get on the news. And I was like, yeah, we do. And the next thing you know, we're being interviewed by TMJ4. Owen and I were interviewed. We were in a whole segment on the news on Monday night.
Yeah, of course.
Shout out to Susan Kim, who intro'd the package.
Hey.
And I was like, we were on the news. And as soon as I realized we were on the news, I sent it to everybody I know.
You sent it to your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I sent it to my ex-husband.
Proud moment.
My ex-husband and my kid's stepmom. I go, look.
Look, we were on the news.
I'm sending it to my ex-husband.
You told everybody, everybody.
I told everybody.
Oh, y'all gonna see me on TV.
And I started laughing because it's so true. Now I always knew why people wanted to be on the radio, but we're so inside of it that I can't step out of it.
It's regular for us.
It's regular.
It's what we do.
But when I got that excited to be on the news, I thought, this is just like when people get to be on the radio. They get this excited.
Of course it is.
I told the whole world I was on the news, DZ.
Did you see me on TV? Hey, did you see me on TV, dog?
Everybody.
You see my moment?
And if you didn't see me, I got the link to send you to be on the news. I put it on Facebook. Instagram.
Oh, you saw me in that swimsuit? I was working it, wasn't I? Yeah.
Why do we get so excited when we're on the news? I remember this as a kid. Like once in a blue moon getting on the news and I was in the background and I'd be like, Look at me! Like, you remember?
I'm the main character. It was because we love those moments. So rarely do you ever go. I feel like I'm never around when the news is interviewing people.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the news. I'm jealous. I'm like, dang, way to tell us you were going to Cool Waters. I could have been on the news with you.
You could have
Now
been.
I'm mad.
I'm sorry.
Man, because you got on the news and I didn't.
Well, the most awkward part was the reporter who, I want to say Taylor, whoever interviewed me, she was so sweet. And after we got done and I went back to my chair, my kid went, did you know she's on the radio? My mom's on Kiss FM. And I was like, shut up. Now it's awkward.
That was weird, man.
I was just answering like a normal girl at the water park. And I got to talk about this.
I'm just incognito. Dang.
But I shared that link with everybody. So I had to tell you, when you guys are on the radio and you are either on Am I the Jerk or you call in about a topic, I get now why you go listen to our show on the Odyssey app and send our show to your friends, because you're like, look at me, I was on the radio. Because
people
listen.
Ask us all the time after they've been on, they go, hey, where can I find that link? I want to send it. And we're like, on the Odyssey app, Audacy, but we're like, now look at you. Yeah. You went on their Odyssey app and sent the link to everybody.
I was Googling Memorial Day, Water Park,
Alley Faith Water Park, Milwaukee.
And it came up.
Yo, we love ourselves, man.
We sure do.
I love that we love ourselves.
I just had to bask in the moment of how many people I sent the link to me on the news, as if I've never been in the media in my life. I've never been on the radio or TV ever.
I've really only ever been on the news once, and I was getting interviewed. It was during the protests a couple years back now, and they were just interviewing people, and they were talking about, like, were you guys worried about this, that, and the third? I'm like, man, y'all are tripping. We're not worried about nothing.
I was on the news weekly.
I was the wrong one. See?
We used to be on the news every week on Fox 6.
Like you ain't never been on the news.
I used to go to Fox 6 and be on the news every week, and now I'm acting like I've never been on TV before.
That's not being on the news at the water park.
You're right.
That's not being on the news at the water park. Nope.
You're right.
Different deal.
When you're right, you're right. Coming up next, Am I the Jerk? This is a wild one we got sent to us about wanting your parents to pay you for doing something that a lot of people don't get paid for.
Don't you always want an allowance?
Yeah, but is this going too far? We're going to discuss next with Am I the Jerk. I was on the news, everybody. You want the link? I'll send you the link.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Some people do things for their parents for free all the time, and it's just expected. And some people want to get paid, DZ. How about if you wanted to get paid for watching your siblings?
Oh, nope. Nope.
That's what you say, because you had to do it for free for so many years.
Guaranteed.
Well, I might be on Kaylee's side today. Listen to this. She said, am I the jerk for making my parents pay me to watch my little sister? I'm 20 years old. I have an 11-year-old sister. Last weekend, my parents had asked if I could watch my sister for the weekend while they went out of town. I had agreed and asked them how much they'd pay me. They said they'd let me know when they get back. what they'd had because they were low on money. The trip was going to put them back. They had to go deal with some family stuff. Well, basically, my sister stayed for the whole weekend. I went out, I bought a bunch of kid-friendly groceries, and we had a lot of fun together. Well, Sunday night, my parents came to pick up my little sister. I remind them about paying me. They got all awkward, said they decided it wasn't necessary for all the things they've done for me. And I was her sister. I should be happy to help. I said, no, you need to pay me. I reminded them of all the groceries I bought, the pizza, how I had called out of work for the weekend to watch her. They told me I shouldn't act like watching my sister and helping my family is a chore. They left. I texted them saying I expected them to pay me within the week or I would no longer be helping. They replied with, we're your parents, not a bank. Sorry for your confusion. There was never a money agreement. Since it was such a big deal to you, we won't need your help again.
Ooh,
am I the jerk for wanting my parents to pay me for watching my little sister? So Kaylee's saying she paid for groceries. She took off work and she watched her 11-year-old sister. She's 20. This is so awkward.
This one is awkward because she's missing out on some bread because she had to take the weekend off to watch family.
That's her little sister.
Out of respect, though, the parents could have... Nope. I can't bring myself to say
it.
I'm Hispanic. Latinos, no, that ain't the thing. I was trying so hard to get myself to do. I can't. Nope.
You can't bill your parents when you're Latino?
No.
I don't think you can do that when you're white either. But anyway, my parents would look at me and roll their eyes.
You crazy?
I was the baby, so I never had to watch siblings. You had to watch a lot of siblings.
Yeah. Well, just my little sister, basically. But I had her.
That's still something.
Right. I had her all the time. It was like we would come home and it would be me watching her sometimes because parents were working. I always watched her. I'd be dang, because we're 8 years apart. This is the perfect scenario. So when I was 20, my little sister was 11.
Exactly.
And guess who has never been paid for watching my little sister?
You.
Ever. Thank you.
Well, maybe I'm on your side and you should have been.
Ooh.
What's up now?
Nah, she's definitely the jerk, bro.
Really?
She's definitely the jerk for assuming that she's got to be paid for this. She was the one that went and had... She's 11. What kid-friendly groceries do you need at 11?
I don't know.
Just make sure the wine isn't openable.
Frozen like, pizza?
An 11-year-old can eat whatever you're eating. Chicken. It does not matter.
Yeah, but we like to pretend like they can't when we're babysitting.
Nope.
And we become all new people all of a sudden.
Nope. Forget all that. You're going to eat what I got.
You're making cookies. You're acting like you're, you know...
I was making cookies anyway.
Okay, so you say she's a jerk for expecting the parents to pay her to watch the little sister.
Yeah, and yeah, 100%. And demanding it too. You got a week.
I say not the jerk because she took time off. She told them she wanted to get paid and they didn't do it, which is messed up.
She could have said no.
Owen better never come ask me to pay him to watch Hudson, but.
She could have said no.
Nonetheless, I still think the parents were the jerk, which means I think Kaylee's not the jerk.
Dang. Mm-hmm. So you're saying really not the jerk for demanding your parents pay you?
Yeah, but we have to destroy this recording of this show if it ever gets out.
If it comes back to bite you,
don't ever hear this.
Bet. Say less. We don't got to tell nobody nothing.
Not the jerk. Parents should have paid her. You say she's totally a jerk.
Yeah, complete jerk. You can't charge your parents to watch family.
414-533-1037. The hell you can't. Me and Kaylee think you can.
Y'all are tripping. You and Kaylee are tripping.
She took time off work.
Okay. Fine.
That's not her responsibility. Ain't her kid.
She could have said no, but she agreed to do it. It's family.
Still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Kaylee wants to know if she's a jerk for making her parents pay her to watch her little sister. She's 20. The sister's 11. The parents left town for the weekend for family stuff. She said, you guys got to pay me. And then they got back and they wouldn't pay her anything. She said, I bought groceries. I took off work. I took care of my little sister. Now you won't pay me.
You saying your family's so much of a headache that you can't hold it down for a weekend?
It's not my kid.
That is definitely part child of yours because of family.
I feel like older siblings always are annoyed. They had to help raise the younger siblings.
Of course we are.
See? So I'm on your side,
but it doesn't matter because I knew I wasn't getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's true. Lindsay's in Muskego this morning. Lindsay, good morning. Is Kaylee a jerk for making her parents pay her to watch her little sister?
Good morning.
Hey.
Can I flip the script for a minute? Do you pay your parents to watch their grandkids?
No, not usually.
But I don't make them do it either.
Right? So why should you be paid for watching your siblings? Your parents eventually... Like, they do so much. I think she's a jerk.
Yeah.
Hey, let me charge you for this. Your parents would be like, let me charge you for this ride. I came and got you from the bar the one night you were wasted.
That part.
Let me charge you for, the Uber rides that I've given you throughout your life. No, you just help them out. They're family. Come on now.
I don't disagree that you should help out family no matter what. What blows my mind is once you're now an adult, you're expected to take off work and take care of your little sister and not get paid for it. That's not fair.
Well, hold on.
Fair to your adult kids.
Hold on. No, sure, it's not fair.
You don't put that on them. Deal with it yourself.
It's family. And they were adult enough to say, listen, we're a little short on cash.
Yeah.
This trip's going to set us back. You should have had that preconceived thought that, listen, it's family. They ain't never going to pay me.
Right. Or they could have paid her down the line. Like, oh, you remember when she watched her sister? We should get her this. And just
surprise
her.
Right.
Like, they do so much above and beyond usually that you probably shouldn't expect it right in the, like, immediate future.
Okay, we're assuming.
You're right. You're demanding it. They better get you a W-2 now because clearly they employ you.
We're assuming these parents are the greatest ever and do everything for their children. We're assuming. We don't know this.
They needed some time for themselves, though, and the least that this kid could do is watch their sibling. Mm. The least.
Not a kid. She's an adult.
Well, that kid ain't a baby.
She's got to get bread, too.
Well, you don't gotta nurse this child or wake up every single waking hour to feed or change it. The kid's 11.
Lindsay says jerk.
Yeah.
DZ says jerk.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with not a jerk. Thank you for calling, Lindsay.
We appreciate
you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Carrie is in the Salem area right now. Good morning, Carrie. Is Kaylee a jerk for making her parents pay her to watch your little sister?
She is not a jerk.
Oh! Wow. Explain yourself, Carrie.
Talk to us.
Okay, so I have an 11-year-old at her, and I study paid to watch her because she is off the wall. But that's beside the point. The fact that this 20-year-old went out and spent money to get food for her sister, that's where I'm stuck. Like, if the parents weren't going to sit there and send food with the kids, I have three kids. Mm-hmm. I pay my parents to babysit. Mm-hmm. I pay my older siblings to babysit.
Wow.
Whether it's some other type of payment, whether it's cash or taking them out or whatever, but I make sure they're getting some type of
compensation. Yeah.
Well, somebody texted in and said, not a jerk. It'd be different if she lived in their home. Obviously, if she lived in their home, she would have to do it because she's living under their roof. Somebody said, but she's only 20. She's broke. She took off work. She has bills to pay, too.
Oh, boo-hoo. Come on now. Exactly. It's a life lesson in taking care of your family. I hear what you're saying. And honestly, Carrie, you do make sense.
She's not the parent, though. She's the older sister. It's not her responsibility to make sure that kid's taken care of at the end of the day. You do it because it's your family and your siblings. But it's not her responsibility at the end of the day. It's the parents.
So my little sister should be watching baby Sammy, our son, for free, right? Because that's family?
No, because that's not your other kid. I mean, is that what you want to tell her?
I mean, it's sounding real fruitful right now.
You
should really pay family. That's just how I feel. Like, even when I was growing up, my dad would at least get me monsters when I babysat.
Some type of compensation. Mm-hmm. I hear that. Nah, Carrie, I hear that for sure. So she's saying, not the jerk.
Okay.
You got to respect boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, we appreciate your call. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
The texts are completely split down the line. Ooh. One says, not a jerk. She lost 2 days of work. Somebody said, not the jerk, but I have to pay my parents to watch their grandson. I'm the oldest. So there are people paying family members to watch their kids.
I mean, and that is a little normal. I mean, if you got it and you can, you offer it. Most families going to deny it. No. I'm not taking that.
I would never pay my parents to watch my kids.
Well, it's because that's grandbabies.
But I think Kaylee should get paid. All right, let's go. The tiebreaker. She's saucy. Saucy Sandra. Good morning.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Wepa. Hey, saucy.
I have no idea.
I'm about to get saucy here, y'all.
Oh, sauce it up. Sauce it up.
I have no idea which way she's going. I have no clue.
Okay, so my thought of it is this is an extracurricular activity for the parents. It's not like the parents have to go to work or something. Mm-hmm. But your daughter wasted her whole weekend. Number one, she's 20 years old. You don't think she has bills to pay. What 20-year-old that you know has extra money laying around other than rich people, you know? Just ain't going on.
Mm-hmm.
She is not the jerk.
Okay.
She should have gotten paid because, that's not my kid.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's my sibling, not
my
kid.
This is your extracurricular. Mm-hmm. Next time, girl, you get that cash up front.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, we'll see when we get back. Yep, nope. You're going to tell me that you couldn't have saved $100 instead of you going on your vacation or doing whatever you did on your vacation and giving her $100? But back in the day when DZ was younger, food was a lot less expensive than it is now.
I know, that's right.
You get like 10 groceries and you're paying $75.
Dude, a Wednesday night trip to the grocery store that used to cost $20 is now like a full-on weekend trip. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got seven things. $100 later. Here we are.
Yeah, really.
It feels like a weekend trip. Saying.
See, somebody texted in and said, DZ, your trauma is showing. You can't. how long do you have, people? It says you can't expect a sibling to be the responsible one when she isn't living at home. But that's what happens with so many siblings.
She's clearly responsible if she's no longer living at home. What are you talking about?
She's not, not responsible for the kid, I guess. I don't know.
But she's clearly a responsible child. Okay, I hear y'all. The parent could have at least dropped them off with enough food for the weekend so that the sibling didn't have to put out of pocket for their sibling. Mm-hmm. Lord forbid you take care of your sibling for 3 days.
Yeah. Sandra said not a jerk.
No, so not the jerk.
She's working.
Totally.
We can hear a lot of stuff going on.
I am working. Yeah. I'm out in New Berlin. Ooh. I am working.
Oh, she out there in your neck of the woods. All right, Sa. We'll let you get back to it, Saucy. We appreciate
you. Have a good one, guys.
You
much
too.
Love.
Bye.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, my daughter thought this was about her because her name is Kaylee and she took a babysitting class and now she thinks she can charge me.
Joke's on you, Kaylee. Your mom wrote in about you. But no, it's not the jerk today.
I get it why you're saying family, you do. DZ, you would help me for free if I.
Yes.
I know you would help anyone close to you who needs help. Which
100%.
Is a testament to your character.
And I'm not charging.
No, I know. And I would never. I'd be shocked if you charged me.
Right. Like, what?
So don't think about it.
Well, now I'm considering it because you should pay family, right? What's up? $20 an hour each kid.
No, I'm just saying if Sammy's like 20 one day and you have more children eventually and you need him to babysit, you can pay him.
He's good. Well, I don't know about all that. Okay. Now we're getting crazy.
Never mind. Forget it. I lost this one.
Yep.
Even though I kind of didn't. Not the
you
jerk.
Won.
It's Kiss FM. Dude, I've never seen you giggle so hard in the morning. What is going on over there?
So, I mean, you know, we've got the TV in here.
We have TV and then we play the news, but
keep up with what's going on locally.
You're facing the TV. I have my back to it the way the studio is set up.
Well, right. So you don't normally see what's going on until I point something out to you.
And all of a sudden I look over and DZ's like giggling and I'm like, what is so funny?
And it ain't the cute puppy on the screen either, because they got the Wisconsin Humane Society right now and they got the Adopt a Pet of the Week.
Right,
Billy.
Now, well, Fox
Billy,
6
Billy
is
a
on.
Cute little pup, right?
We rotate between the local networks until one wants to put us on weekly. And so right now, you heard I said what I said. So today it's Fox 6, and tomorrow we'll go to TMJ, we'll go to WISN.
We'll see who puts you on the news next.
We'll go back to Spectrum.
We'll rotate.
So what did you see on the news that had you giggling?
But as we were rotating through, all I saw was a headline, and it was quick because I caught the end.
Yeah.
It said New Zealand Airways to start weighing passengers.
What?
And I giggled. I'm like, what are we, baggage?
Yes.
Is this about weight restrictions on the plane? God. Like, listen, you going to take what I said. I weigh 190, okay? You right. Gonna take it to heart. Yeah, I said 190.
I said, what does my driver's license say? Then that's what I weigh.
No, don't look at my license. My license says considerably more. It's considerably closer.
Mine says less, like every woman. Every woman knows what I'm talking about. Mine's about 10 less than I actually weigh. It used to, imagine when I was bigger and I left it still at what it is today. Okay, wait, let me see your license.
Look, I'll tell you what.
You wouldn't let them weigh. If they
my license says I weigh 275, which
you
is actually.
Do not.
No, I weigh about. Weigh about 260 right now. I've lost 10 pounds.
You look fine to me, DZ.
But that's
You don't look like you've gained or you look the same.
I appreciate that. I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not getting weighed at no airline. That sounds absolutely ridiculous to me.
I would want to cry if they tried to weigh me at the airport. I'd be like, even as confident as I am at this point, no.
Is there a weight restriction or can I add some of my fat into my baggage? Can I check this?
I'd be like, why didn't you tell me to come in right after I woke up?
Right.
Like, after I peed and
now I gotta fast to get on this flight.
Right. I can't eat lunch.
I gotta be slender for this flight later, dog. I can't eat.
I wonder what would happen. Like, would they reject you if you're too much? Or
right. Like, what is that about?
It's got to be about the weight restrictions and that people weigh more and more as time goes on. I mean, we do think about it. People weigh more now. We're bigger. We're taller. And we're bigger. I mean,
but we're stronger, faster. We're all of that stuff too.
Well, Some of us. DZ. Some of us. That's crazy. Because if I got to the airport and they were like, step on the scale, I'd be like, step on this.
With shoes on or off. Goofy.
Ain't happening.
Nah, man.
Well, now I'm flying you to New Zealand just so you get to go to the airport. And
just so
yourself.
I got to get weighed. Mm-hmm. I better get extra baggage, okay? Because I got some extra handles. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some extra handles on me.
My brother-in-law's Australian. I don't know if you knew that or remembered that. My brother-in-law, no. Mark, yeah, he's full-on immigrant. Came here to married my sister. After they met in Europe. Long story. Amazing. It's like a movie. But he is like the healthiest guy I know. And I'm always like, go back to Australia with your healthy ways. Like, we're healthy over
straight,
here, too.
Straight Vegemite, boy.
You're too healthy. We're in the medium of healthy.
That's why they ain't worried about getting weighed at the airport.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, these damn Americans. Coming on these flights.
I'm over here like, you want me to who? You want me to weigh what?
Jeez. All right. Well, if you go fly to New Zealand, you might get weighed, and DZ can't stop giggling about it. Good thing you can't afford to go to New Zealand, and neither can I.
Facts.
So we're not going to get weighed anytime soon. 103.7 KISS FM.
What's up? Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I know I said we weren't going to talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore because he left us.
I never wanted to talk about him in the first place.
Well, you know what? Take you and your Bears fandom and go somewhere with that, okay?
Bye.
Rude. Well, he's now in Jersey.
He's a Jet, baby.
So they're asking him what he thinks about Jersey Shore. And did you know he's a fan? Who knew? Listen to this.
No,
this
he's
is,
not.
This is Aaron Rodgers at his press conference, you know, his daily little press conference. And they said, he said his only view of Jersey had been the show Jersey Shore. And they said, so you're not
like most of us.
Yeah. I know. If I didn't grow there as a kid my whole life because my dad grew up there, I would have the same view too.
Right.
And the funny thing is, I went there twice a year as a kid to see my grandparents. I still have the Jersey Shore because we used to go to the shore. That's what we did.
You know the boardwalk.
I know the boardwalk well. I have memories of my grandparents taking me to the boardwalk.
You've seen
Jersey.
The shore house.
Yes.
Literally.
Totally
literally.
Here's what Aaron Rodgers said, though, when they asked him, you're not a fan of Snooki?
No, I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I'm just that was the only lens I saw, you know, the Jersey through. And I was walking out to practice today, and we, you know, the media are here always doing little videos and different things, and the video was some do your best Jersey Shore impression, and I just kind of laughed to it. And then CJ Uzama was walking next to me, and he said he never watched the show. I said, how can you not watch the show? One of the greatest shows back when MTV used to actually, you know, have content on it. It's phenomenal. But no, I'm a fan of all of them. I actually went to Pauly D set back in Vegas.
Same.
Back when I used to go there a few times a year, back in like 2011 or something.
You so. Said back in the day, like, you don't go to Vegas no more.
Right,
well,
right.
Back when I used to frequent Vegas more often, you know what I'm saying?
Well, then they asked Mike the situation, how he felt about the fact that Aaron Rodgers was talking about how he was a fan of the show.
The squad was lit when we first heard that a couple of days ago. Aaron Rodgers is a legend in the game. Now that he is in Jersey, listen, we're so excited. We're so happy. Jersey, stand up.
Whatever.
Of course. Whatever.
Rude. Anyway, I hope he goes on the show. Because they're still filming Jersey Shore. That show is still going.
And listen, if Aaron Rodgers gets into playing bags, Mike the Situation, and actually Vinny, they play bags professionally. They've gone up against rivals like Jay Cutler. Bags, cornhole.
They play it professionally?
They play professional bags. Yes. No.
That's a thing?
Right hand to Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, for real.
I'm more shocked it's a professional sport than it is that they played it, if
Are
I can
you
be
kidding
honest.
Me? Airmails all day. I'm about to go pro next season.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, I'm processing that this is a whole sport right
oh,
now.
Oh, no. They got jerseys and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, who knew?
Clearly not you.
Not me. There
Everybody, we knew, though. The
you
rest
knew.
Of us knew.
You knew. You got this. 103.7 KISS FM DZ.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's Allie and DZ got in trouble.
Not really.
Not really, but, you know.
I did get talked to, though.
It felt like that. So we're taking
the show
an improv.
Did.
We're taking an improv class.
Yeah, we're over at Comedy Sports.
Uh-huh. Over right by Olydia's.
Off of First, it's the address is like 420 First Street.
It would be 420.
I would remember the address. You're right.
Of course. Funny people.
they funny for that.
I had never been to Comedy Sports. I didn't realize it was right there either.
It's tucked away. It is tucked away.
Shows every weekend, though. Like, if you're looking for something different to do,
like Thursday to Sunday, basically.
I wouldn't even have thought to go to improv show.
We got
to
hit a show. I'm going to say that. We got to hold ourselves accountable. Every week, they're like, did anybody see a show? And every week, I'm like, oh, that's right. They got shows.
We
got
to go to a show and watch
one. And we get tickets when you take the class.
The reason we have to go to a show more than anything is because we're putting on a show. At the end of this class, we put on a show that anybody can come to.
Our rehearsal is at the end of June.
We have a rehearsal in 4 weeks for our big show that we're going to be in. I'm like, what?
I'm like, who's in the show again?
I hope we're funny.
All of us are in the show.
How many people are in our class?
Like 15.
And we have some real characters.
We got real funny people in the class.
I'm enjoying just meeting new people who are funny. Because it's people that are, some people are nervous. We all have our nervous things at improv. But for the most part, we're a pretty outgoing bunch. Which means it's a fun bunch.
I would say, we're all pretty outgoing. And now that we've gotten a few classes under our belt, we're starting to get comfortable. Mm-hmm. Some of us may be a little too comfortable.
Like DZ, who ended up getting in trouble after class yesterday. Because it's... The class is 6:30 to 9.
Yeah.
Once a week. And last night, you came in late.
I came in late.
Which I said is so backwards. Normally, you're the early one, and I'm the late one. And for some reason at this class, I'm always the early one, and you're always the late one.
And I'm always late.
Because I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, but it's the way my life works out. But no, yesterday, so we went and saw like three houses yesterday.
Because you're house hunting.
We're house hunting still, so... When I leave here, all I'm thinking about is houses, houses, houses. Man, while I'm here, I'm thinking houses, houses, houses.
It's consuming you until you find a house that you can live in, right?
Until we're moving, I'm thinking buy a house, buy a house, buy a house, buy a house.
You're on a deadline.
No matter what I'm doing, I'm always thinking of houses. Mm-hmm. And that yesterday was no exception. So up until I was basically needing to leave for class, we were at a showing.
You and your wife.
Right? So we got news about class. I was at a showing. I texted you. I was like, dang, we got the email about class. Did you check it out? Mm-hmm. You were like, oh, dang, okay, bet. Like, good to know. We'll see you at class. I'm over here going, oh, that's right. We still got class. In the middle of the showing, I'm exhausted.
When you
I'm
need
tired.
A place, well, you're mentally exhausted because when you need a place to live, it consumes you until you don't feel settled.
Yes.
So that's all you're thinking about.
And that's all I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Even at class, I just kept thinking houses, houses, houses. Mm-hmm. I was sitting there back row starting to dream about houses because before I knew it, we take a break halfway through our class. Mm-hmm. And while we were on that break, I was drinking water trying to wake myself up. Mm-hmm. I went into the bathroom, splashed some water on my face because I could just feel my energy level just game over. And that's exactly what happened.
You were really funny at the beginning of the class and then you just like fell asleep or something. I don't even know what happened to you. What happened?
That's exactly what happened.
DZ fell asleep.
I fell asleep at class. I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed.
Well, I'm not going to lie. We were doing this thing that was volunteer essentially. And so I went up on stage and did it. And a lot of other people went up on stage and you were just sitting there like not in the mood. And I thought DZ normally would go up and like get on stage and do some of this stuff. And
what's wrong with DZ right now?
Like, what's wrong with you? So I looked over at you because you and I sit together.
Yeah.
And I looked over and I was like, eh, whatever. And I just, you're like my brother. I'm like, he's tired. He's sleeping. He's stressed. I didn't realize how bad it looked to the instructor. Yeah. The instructor is staring at you falling asleep in his class.
I'm nodding off. I'm over here head dozing. Like, and I know it's happening. And I can't stop myself from doing it. I was trying so hard and I was just like, it got to the point where I was like, I'm going to need to leave. I got to excuse myself for something. I'm dozing. And
I can't. Diet Coke or some caffeine, man.
I can't control it. I was like, man, my head's just going. My eyes are closing. I was head bobbing. I was neck breaking.
I just thought, okay, he's tired and stressed out. So when the class ended and we stood up, our instructor goes, DZ, can I speak to you for a minute?
Just talk to you real quick,
like,
man.
Ah, we're in trouble. And I ran out of the room.
I knew exactly what it was as soon as he said it.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble. And then what happened next? Because I literally ran out of the room. I felt so uncomfortable that you were about to get in trouble.
You ditched me.
You were about to get in trouble and I was like out. I was
you
like,
said, not me, not me.
It's not even not me. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you get in trouble.
Oh, it wasn't even like that. No, it really wasn't like that. He just wanted to check in with me because, he did notice that I was struggling in class today. Mm-hmm. And like any class, you want to give it that undivided attention. My attention was way too divided and my body just started to shut down on me. Mm-hmm. And I went into recharge mode and I couldn't do anything to combat it. So I was like, all right, man, I owned up to it. I was like, listen, I apologize. Had a really long day. It's no excuse. Mm-hmm. I should be more attentive, but I was dozing off, man. It's a late one, and we wake up early.
That's right. But I commend our instructor for calling you out on it.
I do. I respect that.
With adults, you could easily just ignore it that they're falling asleep in class and be like, whatever, dude.
We all got lives. Yeah. It's a late night class.
But I understand why you falling asleep and he's staring at you while he's trying to teach a class.
And I knew he was standing near me too, which was even worse because I was like, bro, I know you looking at me and I know you could tell that I'm closing my eyes over here, but I just can't stop it. But I'm not the only one that's falling asleep somewhere. Come on.
I fell asleep in the art museum once, which I'm embarrassed to admit because my parents came to visit and they wanted to go see the art museum and I said, let's go. And they wanted to stay there for hours staring at art. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go in the theater. And the next thing you know, I was asleep in the theater in the middle of the day. Not going to lie. I did not enjoy the experience the way I was supposed to enjoy the experience.
The seats were comfortable though, huh?
Let's talk about where people, they were comfortable. Let's talk about where people have fallen asleep. 414-533-1037. We're not going to call and go, ooh, because DZ.
We might.
We can if you really want to. But where have you fallen asleep that was just not allowed? Or not appropriate or not okay. Maybe you even fell asleep on the school bus as a kid and you missed your stop.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did that too. Ooh, maybe I'm just narcoleptic.
You are not, because you're fine in every other class. It was last night you were falling asleep. Let's not act like all of a sudden DZ can't make it through the day.
Yeah, who knows?
414-533-1037. Where have you randomly fallen asleep? Is it like DZ in a class?
Was it at a sibling or a kid's graduation? Ah. Those be long.
Those are boring.
Oof.
Graduations are the worst. Okay. I mean, happy graduation to everyone who's graduating. We'll take your calls and your texts next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Last night at our improv class that DZ and I are taking, some continuing education for work. It's actually a lot of fun, to be quite honest.
It is fun.
DZ fell asleep in the middle of class, which is a fun, upbeat, interactive class. So go figure. Okay?
DZ dozed off. I did.
And the teacher called you on it.
Oof.
Which I love. I loved it. Let's go to the phones because we're asking people where they fell asleep. Nicole is in Sheboygan this morning. Nicole, where is somewhere you fell asleep? Make DZ feel better.
Please.
So this happened like 13, maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
And working on a line in a factory, I'm going to have that factory remain nameless.
Right. Smart.
I don't work there anymore, but, you know, working third shift, I fell asleep while doing my job.
Fell asleep on the job.
Were you in charge of a machine?
No. We were taking things from a machine and putting it to another machine, and somehow I kept up with the machine, and when it was time to switch, I think it was like every hour or something like that we would switch, the person that I was working with would go ahead and kind of kick me or tap me and say, hey, let's switch. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then I go back up there again 2 hours later or an hour later. And yeah, same thing. I'd fall asleep.
Oh my God. So you kept working while you were sleeping?
Oh, come on.
Hey, yeah. I kept up with the machine.
Hey, nice. Listen, then honestly, were you even sleeping then? Okay. Because you were still getting that work in.
Yep. Survey says no sleep.
Muscle memory.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was the most restful shift ever.
Nicole, I'm proud of you.
Third shift was the shift that we could go ahead and pretty much do whatever. Yeah. I mean, right. We goofed around. We would oil or grease up our ladders and...
Slide around?
Hey,
I've worked a few graveyards. I've worked a few graveyards.
I did too in my like early 20s in radio.
They treated different.
You did overnights at Kiss FM.
Oh, I've worked graveyard here, right. Yeah. But like, I've worked graveyard at a factory. Like, you treat graveyard shifts differently.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
Nicole.
What I miss? I miss being able to fall asleep as easily as you two. That's what I miss. I feel like I stare at the wall, and you two are falling asleep in public and
I'm not
busy
proud of this.
Places.
I'm not proud of this, but here we are. You got to own up to it.
Machines going, nothing.
You get comfortable. It's the kind of easy.
Just lulls you to sleep, you know?
Yeah, it's that white noise.
Or the loud booms, whatever.
Whatever.
Or gray noise, whatever you want to call it.
Glad you're alive, Nicole. Glad you made it to tell this story. Have a great day.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. I wasn't going to get hurt, so it was all good.
That
Have
part.
A good day, guys.
You too, bye.
All right, I hope I'm saying your name right. Ileana in Milwaukee. Please correct me. Did I say it right, girl?
Sort of, yeah.
See, I did it wrong.
Well, so how do we say it then? Because you know I want to say name, right?
Ileana.
This is, I kept trying to
say.
Ileana.
That's pretty. Okay, it's pretty. I can pronounce it. I cannot.
We got it. Ileana,
where did you fall asleep?
I was on break once from work, sitting at the park. They gave you like an hour and a half break, and I fell asleep during my lunch break in the car at the park.
Oh, how long did you fall asleep for?
It was a good hour.
Oh, full nap. You got that drool mark when you wake up and everything.
Ooh.
I'm already knowing.
Love it. The white mark on the pillow.
Those work naps be the best.
If you had a pillow.
If she had a pillow.
Oh, no. My gosh, I love it.
Did we lose her?
Mm-mm.
What was that?
No. I was just saying, could you imagine, listen, you at the park. You're already chilling. You know it's nice and breezy when you're there. You got the window rolled down. You just ate a good lunch, and you still sitting down. You just all of a sudden, you turn up Kiss FM just a little bit because they playing your jam.
Background
Before
music.
You know it.
She's out.
Flop over and be fully asleep. Yes.
Done. Donezo.
Thanks for calling.
I got to work and had to tell him I had to run home for something real quick, and then I was late.
Yeah, I had a home emergency.
Oh, mm-hmm. You had to lie about why you were late back to work. Yeah.
Be careful. Don't say where you work.
Can you imagine? It's like either I fell asleep in my car or I had to go home and get. I had an emergency.
Hey, I'd rather say That's I had fine. An emergency.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do that in real time because he watched me sleep.
Yeah.
Ileana, we appreciate
Thanks,
your
girl.
Call.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Whoever texted in, they're guilty of falling asleep at an Eric Church concert. I'm dying because it's country. It's fair. Fine. Allowed. April's in West Bend, finally. April.
Fell asleep at a show?
Tell us where you fell asleep quick. We're running out of time.
Good morning.
I fell asleep in church. Like when I'm at my niece's first communions and stuff like that. When Nicole said she fell asleep at work, I did that too. I fell asleep under my press because I worked 3 jobs, and so I was always tired, and my boss woke me up and then sent me home.
Oh, my.
When are we going to admit church is boring? Like when? What kid likes to go to church? Like, I remember as a kid, I mean, I'm Jewish, I went to temple, and I would just be like... Like, is this thing over yet?
That's why I don't go. I feel like it would be disrespectful to fall asleep in church.
Yeah, y'all not wrong. Y'all not wrong. I dozed a lot at church.
Yeah, you're supposed to act like you're attentive and praising God, and you're, like, passing out. Like, can we just be honest about it?
No, I mean, it's more about the parents making you go. Eventually, you realize that the church is within, not necessarily a whole building with the steeple and the people.
I went to a Lutheran school.
Okay.
I had to go to church.
Ah, part of the curriculum.
Mine, I tried once. I lit on fire and I had to leave.
Stop it. Just don't fall asleep. That's all.
Got struck by lightning. Ooh, Allie's here. Yikes.
April, we appreciate
your
call.
April.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Don't
Bye.
Fall asleep anymore, DZ. Got it? You better not. Kiss FM.